The most important way to keep your brain young and healthy in older age. All of these changes can help you to keep your brain functioning well as you age. But none of these factors is the most important when it comes to your brain function. That honor, instead, goes to learning and exposing yourself to new things. And to understand this, you need to understand what your brain is actually for. You see, your brain is ultimately a learning machine. That's what the human brain evolved to do. To help us to adapt to our surroundings and to modify our behavior appropriately. The brain evolved to help us learn to navigate our surroundings, learn what signals danger, and learn what signals food and resources. This adaptability has always been key to our survival. And this is possible thanks to a phenomenon called brain plasticity. Brain plasticity describes the ability of the brain to respond to stimulus by growing new connections and even birthing new neurons. When we experience something exciting and new, or when we challenge our brain in a new way, this results in the production of neurotransmitters like dopamine and norepinephrine, which increase our focus and attention. At the same time, BDNF, brain-derived neurotrophic factor, and nerve growth factor also increase, two neurotransmitters that are keenly important for plasticity and the creation of new neural connections. But if you stop providing your brain with these new challenges and these new stimuli, then you also stop the brain from producing those hormones and neurotransmitters, and it gradually does this less and less. This is when the brain stops growing and starts deteriorating. So why can't you teach an old dog new tricks? Simple. Because as we age, we start to challenge ourselves with less and less that's new. A child's brain is incredibly plastic because it is learning to walk, to talk, to write, to play, and more. A teenager or someone in their 20s is still very plastic because they are learning to drive, to work, new jobs, etc. But when you've been doing the same job for decades, the brain has less new to learn, and it slows down. And this gets much worse if your joints become damaged, or if you get arthritis. Movement is one of the best stimuli for the brain, and if you remove that, as well as removing exploration and interaction with others, this is when depression sets in. Grumpiness, forgetfulness, and eventually dementia. So, keep learning new things. Keep challenging yourself to learn languages, skills, programming languages. Keep meeting new people. Keep going to new places. And keep working towards goals. Remember, it is never too late to be what you always wanted to be.